you. Good morning. This year we had a few times the past few years, the Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. And Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos carries with it some halachas, some unique halachas that relate to this specific day, and that's what we're going to try to focus on today, on some of the aspects of Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. Let's start with the Gemara, that number one, your page, the top of the page. Gemara says, Tisha B'Av Shechadesh B'Shabbos, V'chener Tisha B'Av Shechadesh B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av on Sunday, or Tisha B'Av on Shabbos like this year, Oichel V'Shoise, eats and drink. We're talking about the Gemara, speaking about Sudam of Sekes. Because Medina the Gemara, we didn't learn this year the halachas of the 9 days, we learned in previous years. But then the idea of 9 days, the idea of Shavuot Shechal is a later takana. The Gemara speaks about not eating wine and not eating meat and not drinking wine only in Sudam of Sekes. When the Gemara speaks about it, the Gemara says that even though we hold you can't do anything with Sudam of Sekes, but if we're talking about Shabbos, the idea is, you can eat as much as you need. Umala shuchanoi puts on his table, afilu kesuda shloimoi b'shaisoi, even as the feast of Shloim HaMelech, which is a very large feast. That's what the Gemara says over here. Anybody wants, Be'ez Hashem on Tuesday, in 2 days, in our Shai Tefillah Shir, I'm going to be speaking in the Haggadah part of what's the idea, why we relate this to Shloim HaMelech Davka. But anyway, for here, the Gemara says, you can eat and drink as usual, you can have a feast. You can have a feast over here. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh number two says, bring it's a Tesefta. Chalat Tisha B'Shabbos, Oichel Adam Kol Tzorkoi, Umala Shuchor, bring it to the table, because of Shloi B'Shaitoi. And there's a few more words that are not mentioned on Gemara. And the words are, Ve'einoi Moineya Me'atzmoi Klum. You don't have to stop yourself from doing anything on Shabbos. And you basically act the same way that you act doing any other during the year. So says the Rosh, Kloima, she'inoy nim no mechitz v'sichot ha'shamito. You don't have to do any minia on Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. If Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av falls in it. You don't have to do anything, not even things which are not public, not even things that are, you know, closed doors. You don't have to do anything on that Shabbos. Rabbeinu Meir, says the Rosh, Kosav Bichos Aveihu Shaloi. Meir brings, Kosav Abitzchuk Mivino, the Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos Abishayin Doichi Moiso Ad Lamoch, even though we're not doing it until the next day, Oiso Oyom Oso B'Tash Shemito. That day, you're not allowed to have intimate relations with, not to have relations with a husband and wife. Why? And as it continues the Rosh to say, like an Ovil. And Avil, when a person is sitting Shiva, and it comes Shabbos, so Dvarim Shebeferhesya, things that are public, you don't do. He has to act like as if it's a regular Shabbos. But things which are Bechad Bechadorim, things that are private, like, you know, intimacy, this is something which a person is not allowed, Avil is not allowed to do. Says the, if he brings the name of Ritzu Mivino, that will be the same halacha, Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos. The Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos, you need to know Dvarim Shebetzina. So Rosh basically establishes over here Machlokes Rishonim. How do we treat Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos? Is Tisha B'Shechad B'Shabbos like, we treat it like a regular Shabbos, no Tisha B'Av at all? Or we say Dvarim Shebeferesya, things are in public. You don't act differently, you don't dress differently, you don't sit in a low chair. But in private, you do know Dvarim Shebetzina. So he brings the raya from Avel. Not going to go into the whole thing, and he brings the raya and Tisha B'Av to Avel. And if you look, let's skip a few lines in the Rosh. If you see where you have the parenthesis, says Daf Yud Gimel Ad Kan Lashon Moiri. Says the Rosh Hadova Yotze Pi Moiri Hakadosh. He quotes the words similar to what it says in the Megillah, right after the parenthesis that says Daf Yud Gimel in the middle of the Rosh. So Hadova Yotze Pi Moiri Hakadosh VeChol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oisei. Everybody did like him. Kedayu beis elokeinu la'abed lav oyna achas b'shana. You know, it's worth it to refrain from doing some things in honor beis hamikdash. Says the Rosh, Abi Sheyesh L'Dosh U'Tisha B'Av Avelus Chaluki B'Kama Dvorim. Says there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and Avelus. There's a few things. He brings examples. And he says, and then he ends, the last line and a half of the Rosh, he says, U'Loshot T'Sefta Masha She'ein Nimna B'Chen Amadavar. He says, but if you look at the Sefta says, V'Ein O'Renei Me'atz V'Klum, Masha, you don't do any restrictions on Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. And that the Minhag HaOlam says the is a little bit of steer in the Rosh when it says Chama Davar, when it says that Bnei Yisrael do what the Rebbe told, he basically established over here in Mechleikis Rishonim.
What am I learning?
Oh, we'll get to that. Now, the when he speaks about the idea that Avil is different than Tisha B'Av, as the Gaon we'll see in a second refers to, look at number 6 in the middle of the page. It's really a Tosis in Yavamis. Tosis in Yavamis says, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, Pitaron says, he quotes to say the difference between Tisha B'Av and Avelus. And some things that, what is bothered by there is some things Avelus is more chomer than Tisha B'Av, and other things Tisha is more chomer than Avelus. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Shani ben Avelus Chadosh Shoshosu Lohores, Tafish Chadosh Yesh Lachmi Bebishona. Chadosh means a new Avelus, an Avelus of a person who, if there was a Shiva in the house, he wore Machmir. Because it's new, it just happened now. It's not something that we commemorate every year. But something which is public, you have to be more machmir in things which are public. If you do it in public, so Binatan gives us basically the key. The key is there's a difference between something if you're doing a velus of Farhesia. Talk about Avelus de Yishona. Avelus of Yerushalayim. It's a something which you have to be careful when you do in the public. Because who's doing Avelus of Yerushalayim? Everybody together. So things that we do in public, things everybody sees, you have to be more careful. But things that you're more, that Betzino, that you're on your own. So Adarabba, Avelus is more common than Tisha B'Av. And that's what, That's what the Gornos refers you to, what the Rosh is talking about. It says, Avelus, you're more machmir at Varsha Betzina, because you yourself are Avel. Masheka Tisha B'Av, which is more a community Avelus. So you're more machmir only on community things. You're not machmir on your own private things. That's why the Rosh holds that Tisha B'Av doesn't have a problem of Varsha Betzina, when it falls on Shabbos. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, number 3 in the page, says Shulchan Aruch, Im chal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbes mutar b'kulon afilu tashu shemitah. He says the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the way the Rosh ends. The mutar b'kulon, everything is mutar in Tisha B'Av even tashu shemitah. Says the Ramah Hago v'yesh oisrim v'tashu shemitah v'chenoyagim some oisrim. That's what we're knowing. If you look at the Taz number 4, the Taz says according to the Ramah that you're machmir something but sino. Says Lafiza, the third line, if he's a kam can also lichus yodo bechami, you can't wash your hands in hot water. Why? Nobody sees what's the temperature of the water. So if you wanna wash your hands, we speak about hot water that was warm before Shabbos, you now use hot water because you have to do things with tzino. Busy Taz telling us it's not only Tashrish, anything which people don't see, you have to be my machmer. The Book of Avraham brings over here that really that's the minhag is machris hashamash. The galba has to get up and say tovayim shebetzino noig. Says that then he brings posek hashlal tivizdam no leitfila bil shabbosu to the shemesh day swerech of sorry shayin. In other words, if there's a mitzvah a person has, it's the night of mikvah. So then you're soymech on the shulchan aruch. In general, we the Ashkenazim go with the Ramah that you don't, you know, exvarish shvetzina, meaning you do act things which are not in public, you do have a velus, even a Tisha B'Av that falls in Shabbos. The Goyen, on the other hand, argues. If you look at the Goyen number 7, V'yeshoi stream, says the Goyen, K'mosh kazu b'ovo b'rega p'rega p'rega kusubis b'shabbos, v'svarish shoyin asfir lo dvoyin shebein lo v'natzva kama v'os adarabal. When it's between you and yourself, it's even easier, because it's not the community of velus. I can tell you, if it's what you saw, Veloshua Tesefto, that we just saw by the Rosh, Tishu Shachal B'Shabbos, Oichel Ve'einu Me'atz Ve'klum, Behedjo Hitira Koil, and that's how the Kohen holds. The Kohen holds that Tishu Shachal B'Shabbos, we don't do any prevention. We don't do any minis, any restrictions. And this is really a big machlokes over here. The Ramah paskins like the Shitas that we are more machmir. Shulchan Aruch says otherwise. They're going to agree with Shulchan Aruch. Most Ashkenazi go with the Ramah that you don't do Dvarim Shebetzila. So that's really the important halacha on its own, and it really gives us an understanding and a key to how do you look at Tisha B'Shechal B'Shabbos. According to Shulchan Aruch, it seems like Tisha B'Shechal B'Shabbos like a regular Shabbos. There's nothing here. According to the Ramah, in public, outside, you act like everything is okay. But underneath the surface, behind closed doors, we have here a Tisha B'Av. And these are the two ways that we should take how to treat Tisha B'Av that falls in Shabbos. Look at number 8 in the tour. Zog the tour. Imchal Tisha B'Av Echad B'Shabbos or Shechal B'Shabbos V'nitchal Lachad Shabbos. Yeah, like we have this here. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we move it to Sunday. So I didn't zoichel basar shesi yain, you eat meat and drink wine, besudas of sekes, umal shulchan afus ashlebi bezuchusi, brings the gemara, you eat as usual. Koser of sas sholem. So now he says the following. Tishu shechal yal biyom yishon, or bishabbos, yitchel yom yishon, we move tishu like we have today. Shofir deyma lemeichol biso mishte yain, even when, in the sudas, you can eat basar and wine the whole Shabbos. Even the Sudam of Sekes, where we are very careful, even the Gemara now eat meat and drink wine, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos of Shabbos, you can eat meat. Says the Torah, Anu Ein Regil Nekin, V'af B'Shabbos Eino Echli Bosa Shoyes Yayin B'Sudam of Sekes. We don't eat meat and wine in the last meal. B'Shu Chobar Abayis. That's how he brings the Shita, that's what he do. V'chek Lazav Yezri. V'yesh Torah Yishay No Echli Bosa Shoyes Yayin B'Sudam of B'Sudam of Sekes, Tein Choy V'Al Shuchon Ekesud Ashleima. You don't have to eat a big meal. You don't have to eat so big. So the shlich shechol kain kodesh sudam of sekes. So make a sudam of sekes like you do every year. That's how he brings a minuk, and do it like a regular tisha b'av, like a regular erev tisha b'av. You don't eat meat. You don't drink wine. You v'chad kan v'nirali the kivet shenim nam nechol basar shtayin shumovel. Says the Torah. No. If a person is doing a meal and he purposely is refraining from eating meat and drinking wine, so then what? How osur? It's osur to do in Shabbos. Where it's cotton. They call dovah shenikar boy shoyso isem shu avel. Anything that you do that it's apparent that you're doing it because of avelus, osur la soyso b'Shabbos. And then he concludes as a tour, v'adoyni avi arosu chalevrocha and noeg lechol bosar ishtosan. He says, even in Shalshudas, you ate meat and drink wine because you don't refrain yourself for anything, especially if you're doing in mind for avelus, you can't do it.
If you never have beaten wine, yeah, you have your tuna fish here for Shal Shudas.
Oh, so the Chayyim say that even if you usually do not eat meat in Shal Shudas, here you could eat meat,
you should, but
you have no problem to do it because there's no refraining. And if you have in mind, I'm not eating meat because of avail is the problem.
Right. So if you usually eat meat, you have to eat meat. You shouldn't.
Right. Should back. And if not, you're allowed to eat. If you look at the Bishayis, he basically brings. He didn't change anything. It says no difference. You do it that way. They change Big D Shabbos. They don't wear the regular Shabbos clothing. That's what he brings. Okay? And then we'll get to the last part of Yisrael in a second. So that's what we have here, the idea of, do you refrain anything during the meals? This is already more a public thing. Here the Ramah doesn't argue. You don't refrain. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, number 10. Chal tishuva b'echad b'Shabbos. Oy, shechal b'Shabbos, yitchal l'achar Shabbos, like we have this year. It's Shabbos, of all the next Shabbos. Oy, chal b'osu v'shoy siyayin, b'se'uda of sekes. Eat meat, you drink wine, in the last meal, shashudas. You can eat as much as you want, says the Ramah. Just be careful to end the meal before Shkia. Before the end of the day. Because you can't eat. And that's not called avelus, because you stop it to eat. So, and you can't violate the Tisha B'Av B'Yadai. So that's what the Ramah says. But the Ramah is not arguing that you should not eat meat and drink wine and shashudas. Because that's considered to be public, even the Ramah agrees to that. There is an interesting halacha regarding that. The Magen Avraham says, number 11, Kesudas Shleima, says the Magen Avraham, Umikol Mokom Yeshe B'Dav Asteva Shloi Nig B'Simcha. Again, the Magen Avraham says, like a Ramah, inside your heart, you should not be so happy. So don't be so happy. and he brings a nafkimin lemaisa for us. Velachen lo yeshe b'seudas chaver. Don't have guests. Now he's speaking here about shalashudas. He's speaking about seudas of sex. Last meal before the fast. Don't have guests. Don't have people over. Don't have it's a seudas chaverim. Again, you're doing something more. You don't have to do it. You do yourself. Do like your regular shalashudas. L'chura. Right? Some want to say that this is not referring only to shalashudas. Referring to the whole Shabbos. You don't have to. Don't try the whole Shabbos to have as many guests, as many people, and make it such a big simcha. Ad kedikach, that there are some minhagim, that they have a discussion regarding Shalom Zachar and Shabbos. Because what do you do Shalom Zachar and Shabbos, Friday night, you come, everybody comes, to say Mazel Tov, should you do it on Shabbos or not? Here's our students chaverim, here's like a big party. Lemaise, our minhag is you do Shalom Zachar. Also, we have a discussion of the Asher of Shlomo Zalman regarding an offer from Shabbos. Can you do a regular offer? And our minhag is we do a regular offer. For everything you do, you usually do it. If you look at the Mishnah, look at Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah brings this Ramon not to invite friends. And he says, if you look at Mishnah Berurah number 12, in the middle, it brings the Ramon, Chen lo yeshi b'suz chaverim. He said, b'sefer b'chor shor cholik al zeh. V'day toi b'shir rogi b'chor Shabbos l'asoy tzu d'zum chaverim yudov. If usually you eat with your friends, and he stops the Shabbos, then you can't do it. Of course you can eat with your family. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a Bechor Shor, the other Rabbi. If a person usually eats the Shashudas with his friends, that's what he does. Let's say, or you eat Shashudas in Shul. People eat together. And now you're going to refrain from doing that. After Rabbi, you're doing for Esya. It's a problem. So here we see like the flip side. Anything which is for Esya needs to be no avelus to an extent that you have to even go out of your way not to make a faresya problem of in avelus of Shabbos. Says the Bechor Shor, you have to invite, if you always invite guests, invite guests at that Shabbos. It's going to look a faresya, you have a problem. Says the Torah, you have to eat meat if you usually eat meat, if you sure have to eat meat. Or if you stop eating meat because you have in mind that you don't want it because of the avelus, it's a problem. So we have to be very careful in that issue of Shabbos Shabbos. So again, the Ramah brings, the one exception is for Yishevet Tzina. And we see even that, the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyen argue. Now, so with that, we get, with this understanding of how we look at Tisha B'Shechal B'Shabbos, comes the big halacha that you mentioned, what about learning on Tisha B'Shechal B'Shabbos? Look at number 13, Zog the Ramah. So he says, we'll skip, first of all, the first part. I want to get back to that in a second. But the Ramah says the following. V'no'agu, that's the three lines before the bottom of the Ramah, number 13. No'agu sh'loi lilmoid be'erev tisha b'av mechatois ve'elach. Ki medvayim amutar v'tisha b'av. Stam, regular erev tisha b'av. Regular erev tisha b'av. You don't learn, he says, from chatois ve'elach. Except things that negate tisha b'av. If it falls on Shabbos, what Erev Tisha B'Av? Then you don't want Pirkei Avos. Also, you don't go for a walk Erev Tisha B'Av. So says the Ramah, we have a minhag Yisrael to do Pirkei Avos on Shabbos of the summer. If it's Erev Tisha B'Av, don't do Pirkei Avos because you're not supposed to learn an Erev Tisha B'Av. He speaks about Erev Tisha B'Av. So look at the Achronim right away. The Taz jumps up and says, number 14, Harbe yesh litvoya v'zeh. I'm surprised. I don't understand this. Dim ein yisu b'achilas boso v'yayin. If you don't want to eat meat and drink wine, v'ader choyvel of the chol boso v'shul kod Shabbos, you have to eat. Like we just learned, which goes to the Torah. Lama nachmer elav shalo yilmum shor avelus. Why can't you learn? From mish yesh lo shiu shor agil b'kach v'esayin. Especially if you have a shir. Pekov is a shir. You can do it to be for Esya. The two tables says the Taz, I don't understand that. You learn Torah. For Tisha B'av, the Shaykh lo yame. You do Parshas Atamid. Mishtaz the Karbonis. Kavad the Regim loyim chol yom. Says, why should you change? Lam Mishtaz, Mishtaz the Proki v'Shiv Tisha. Why would it pick Shabbos? Why should you change it? If you can't believe what Shabbos have a lemeir Proki. So I don't understand. Even maybe in Tisha B'av you should have done pick Shabbos. You mean me saying? Umatzasi Kosa says the Taz. I found the Marshal. V'itir lechein l'mod. You could learn every half Tisha B'Av. No problem. V'aminik shalosh kosur amo al pi aminogim tzor chiyun. V'anir da'loyin b'shabes afil ha'chatzoyis loif sischar. If you learn Shabbos after Chatzoyis, says the Taz, your reward, you'll still have your reward in Shabbat. That's what Taz says. Look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Chal v'Shabbos, you can't kav v'chayim, you chal tisha b'av v'Shabbos. The Ramah is talking about if Shabbos ev tisha b'av. Well, if Shabbos is tisha b'av, even more so. Also, b'din l'mor b'tisha b'av, you should not learn the whole day. Not only Chatzoyis. V'hoi yadvosh b'tzir and eik b'osh kosu. Basically, what the Magen Avraham is referring to, maybe their answer, their Ramah is, because you do Betzina. Learning, you could learn something for Shabbat Tisha B'Av. Instead of learning Gemara, you're learning Tumura, learn Gemara at Gittin. It says, "Uchu is Ma'aram Lumin Kosub Yim Chalat Tisha B'Av B'Shabes Mutar Lilmoit." The Tashvish Gufo, even Tashvish Churmro Yeseyohi. Even the Ramah is Ma'achit Tashvish. That's a little too much. The Havad Loyal Sifala. So he says, you don't have to add to that. He says, I'm not surprised that the Maram Lublin did not quote the Ramah that disagrees. Me would choose my real cause, so he brings it, that Tishon Shechal B'Shabbos, also Limon Chachatzos, Kol B'Choyl, he says, the Ma'aril says, you should not learn after Chatzos. Ma'ashwa, the Kol Chatzos Mutar. So before Chatzos Yalato, says the Ramah, but the Ramah is bothered by it. If it's Tishon B'Av, Shechal B'Shabbos, how can you learn before Chatzos? So yeah, the tzorich limo the matan kavod nitcha veim lo din tisha b'av like din erev tisha b'av. So that's what he brings. Okay, then he brings a different lashonis over here, and he brings the kness hagdolah. You're allowed to learn. It ends the book of Avraham. The four lines before the end. The linear la'achu b'shteim da'echolim mor dvarim utor b'tisha b'av. You should learn tisha b'av. Chedash kol medu shikorei b'glas eichot tisha b'av Shabbos. So the book of Avraham is machmir not to learn. So we find here a big machlokes. The Ramah basically says you can't learn after chatzos at tisha b'av Shabbos. The Taz says should not be a problem to learn, and the Magen Avraham is machmir. So that's what you have over here. You have all these things. You have a problem. What do you do? Look at the Gaon. Gaon number 16. The Gaon says, "For no good not to learn, we should simcha. Much can speak that not. The chumri is seiri. Big chumra. That I don't know should learn. We should like with tishua. We don't know. We speak about Shabbos. Shabbos is time you don't know. You're not going to learn. So Gaon the Shitasa holds there's nothing in Shabbos, even that Moshe Betzina. So the Gaon says if you don't learn for sure, should be okay. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 17, we're going back to the first part in a second. Look at Siv Kodem Ches. He brings the following. He brings the Nagu, Torah Mesamachas Aleif, Umikol Mekom Ze'einu Midino. The Amut Berav Tisha, we could do everything. And then he goes there, skip that line. V'nima Abeh Choyni Mashwa, Shetov So Aminig Ze'e Ve'lo Yerolov. Many hold like that. That they agree that you don't eat, that you don't learn. Some argue on it. He brings the Mahashal, and he brings others, he brings the Goyin, and he says, and he calls Bitul Torah, he says, if he can be Mekel, V'chenachai Odom, Tuchum Rebe'alma, Kenir Shemish Yoritz Elaka, B'zein Moichab Yodom, anybody wants to learn, says, we're not going to be Moichabim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now look at the Biur Halacha. This Biur Halacha is a little long, but the Biur Halacha says here, you know, he basically is trying. He's screaming out loud. Something is bothering him over here. So he brings a fouling. And then he says, I'm going to skip a few lines. He says like this. Near and near that. There's about four lines on the top. It starts with the words near and near that to the Rosh Tevis. Number 18. The Ein Lo Choshozeh. You should learn. Lefeshi Ein Lanu Tam Nocho Nesu Alu B'Shabbos Klal. Not a good reason to answer it. He says, learn other things. You can learn other things. People learn what they enjoy. He's going to tell somebody to start learning Avelus or Shabbos. He's not interested. We see with our own eyes. You see, they don't want to learn Tisha B'Av because they're not interested in Avelus. I'm liking it also. It's very hard for me. And then he continues, it says, what's the whole idea of Tisha B'Av? Why don't we learn Tisha B'Av? Says the Bir Halacha. That's a big Muslim. Because we want to be focused on the Avelus. Focus on the Tzar. Focus on the Churban. That's what you should be. But if instead of learning, what do? You go for a walk. You go and enjoy. You have a good time because you're not learning. So that what's the point? Says the Bir Halacha, that the Chazal gave us this idea not to learn in order to be Shaku B'Avelus. But if you're anyway not going to be in the Avelus, of course you should learn. He says, maybe every Tisha B'Av. That's what he goes to say. And he brings a raya for Chol HaMoed. So he concludes the last few lines. Even it's a weekday, I learn. You say, Lamai say, people should not stop their learning, and therefore he says that people should learn. Now, the place is when you go with this pure halacha, and especially when you have a shir which is by rabbi, like for example, the Fiyam shir, you for sure should not cancel it because that's if it was a faresser. Some don't give Pirkei Avos, because Pirkei Avos, the Ramah says beferish, don't do Pirkei Avos. So even though we don't agree with the Ramah, we say for us, really it's not the right thing to do, because we can, the Ramah spoke about him, that he was focused on Avelus, we're not focused on Avelus. But Pirkei Avos already, you know, it's like as if came out the words of the Ramah, don't do Pirkei Avos, we don't do Pirkei Avos. But other shurim, other limudim, they're done by Tzibur, for sure a person should have mevatel. And even in your own limud, the Bir Halacha is really saying, if you're going to be focused, instead of that, you'll think about the Churban, you'll learn things you have to do with the Churban, then you don't learn. But if not, there's no, you should not do that. Especially that we have the Shulchan Aruch, and the Vilna Gaon, and others that hold that there's no avilus at all, even the Rosh Hashanah. So no Rosh Hashanah, of course, your learning should not be cancelled. So therefore, we have the Ikar Adin, the Ramah that says not to learn, should know that that's something, especially for us, that if we're talking about learning, or not learning at all, learning is better than not learning at all. Learning, if a person can learn Divrei Avelus, so then maybe that's something that as the Bir Halacha says, Adrabba, then it's a good thing. So that's regarding the learning part. Now, we have over here, so we basically learned about the idea of how do you treat Shabbos itself, and how is it has any avelus or not any avelus. We see the Ramah is machmir don Shabbat Tzino. We see the Ramah is machmir not to learn after Chatzos. We see that many are makel to do both. Maybe machmir at Tzino, but should not be machmir in learning. We have over here now the next part basically of the shir is how exactly you transition the better word from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av. So if you look at the Ramah back, let's go back to number 13. The Ramah says, "Umutur bechitza v'sicha v'ina sandal ad ben hashmashas." You can act the same way you act with washing and cleaning and eating and drinking and shoes until Shkia. Miu b'choil. During weekday, Neragim Lachlitz, we know them, according to Shem Baruch. Before you do Baruch, you used to have a Maariv early. So if you have a Maariv early, make sure to stop before that. V'im u'Shabbos, Cholzim le'achar Baruch. After you do Baruch of Maariv, then you take your shoes. Mevada Shlech Tzibu, Shecholz Koyim Baruch. Except the Shat, the Shlech Tzibu should do before Baruch. That's what he says regarding Shabbos. So the Ramah, the way the Ramah says it, is the Ramah saying it's a din to do it after Baruch Hu of Ma'ariv. Look at the Mishnah Berurah number 17. Go back to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the beginning. So he says, first of all, he starts in the weekday. Take out the shoes before you go to shul. Do it before Shkia. Says the Mishnah Berurah, make sure not to take out your shoes on Shabbos. After Baruch Hu, the Tzorech L'Tol Yodov, that's what he says. Now, so, we're noik, when we come to Shabbos, the din is that what? You don't take out your shoes until after Shabbos ends. Because we're not knowing we never do Shabbos. Even though Menashoshes comes. right? Even though Midrash Rosh Hashanah comes, as that's what basically we're saying, you don't do it. You now do anything. Okay, now the shaila is what the Achrayim discussed, and I'm bringing it in here in the sheet. Shaila is what happens if you're davening in Ma'ariv and Shul, but you're davening in Ma'ariv and Shul a little late, like most shuls do over here. They're not going to daven Ma'ariv right. You have a few minutes to get from home at the end of the fast, at the end of the Shabbos, until you come in, you have about 10 minutes. During these 10 minutes, do you keep your shoes or not? So we didn't say Baruch Hu of Ma'ariv. The radar that says by us says take out the shoes after Baruch Hu. Now, you could say they're most talking, like you said ever before, the daven Ma'ariv a little bit early. So you wait till Baruch Hu, take out your shoes. But if you daven Ma'ariv late, maybe you don't take it out. So the Achrayim discussed it. Some hold that until you don't say Baruch Hu and Ma'ariv, it's still Shabbos. There's several Shabbos, unless the person is a Mavdil. So therefore, till Baruch Hu, you don't take out your shoes. Even if it's a few minutes afterwards. It's some old other words. Right? So they bring in the different machoikah, different the poiskim, and the poiskim, what they do, Lamaisa, the meaning of most of Amishal is, you do your Shabbos until your regular Shabbos. Whatever you do every Shabbos, if every Shabbos, your Shabbos is 50 minutes after Shkia, so you know you're 50 minutes after Shkia. If every Shabbos you do Rabbeinu Tam, so then you keep to Rabbeinu Tam. But the minute you get to the time when you usually stop Shabbos, that's the minute is, then you stop. You say, you get to there, you say, Amavdil B'Kosh L'Choyl, take out your shoes, and you start the Tisha B'Av. That's the thing. Some hold that until you do Ma'ariv, you can continue until you do Ma'ariv if you don't say Amavdil B'Kosh L'Choyl. But for sure you do it for the time that you usually know you need to do until Shabbos ends. So at the minute you wait until Shabbos ends, you don't take a regular Tisha B'Av, you should take out your shoes before Shkia. But on Shabbos, you take out your shoes and you start and you sit in a low chair only after Shabbos ends. And how can you count that someone old? You wait till Meir, till Baruch of the Meir.
So the fact that you stop eating, is that not considered preparing from one to the other?
What?
You stop eating at Shkia, right?
So yeah.
You're already saying, oh, I can't eat now.
Yeah, because eating is different.
Right,
why? Right, why? Because the main tightness of Tisha B'Av is achilah shtia. That's the main. We have other things on the minhagim. To wear shoes, to wear this. So this, you say, that eating is not a violation of Shabbos. You're afraid if you do something. Taking out your shoes and saying hello cheer, that's a violation of Shabbos. So when you get to Babish, when you come to that Benashwashas, which is a little bit Shabbos, a little bit Tishuav, you're afraid for doing anything. You don't take out your shoes, you don't don't sit in a low chair, and you don't eat. Don't eat, right?
The eating is first. Let's say yeah. 8 o'clock. But the shoes and everything else you can't do until Shabbos is over.
Right.
So you're really preparing in a way. I'm saying, okay, now I'm stopping eating. For me, it's already.
You see, you don't. I'm stopping to eat because we're going to stop to eat before Shkia. Obviously, buy your ad because of that. But that's it. You end with that.
It's not doing something versus.
Yeah, it's refraining.
Changing your shoes or sitting on a low seat is a mice.
Right. It's not a positive thing you're doing.
Right, right. To stop is.
Yeah. Once you take off your shoes, that means sitting on a chair, low stool. Yeah. That's the same thing.
What?
Once you take off your shoes, then you have to sit on a low stool.
It goes together. I mean, you can't sit on a high chair. It goes together. So really, that's what they bring over here. They bring the Nir Shul Zalman. That the idea of the Baruch, you don't do Baruch. That's what he said. You do right. The Rosh Hashanah holds that really after Ben Hashvash, you take out your shoes. Meaning right after Shkia, similar to what you're tidying over here. And you don't put on the shoes until later. That's what Rosh Hashanah holds as well. That's what he says. The Bible said many older said the Chazon Ish and all they said that you would do it towards the Shabbos. So really, it's a machlekes. The machlekes of place today. Do you do that? I think many are knowing that you wait till the Shabbos and then with the Shabbos take it out. That's the meaning that many people do.
I think when Dr. Shlomo Zalman says you do by Shkia,
yeah,
that means you'd be sitting on a low stool also. With
it. Because he says over there you don't put on another shoe. So I don't know. It's a good shaila. I don't know.
What about
Havdalah with the Shabbos? Oh, so that's the next thing. Okay, so first we have, you have to stop eating before Shkia for sure. Wearing shoes, doing minashwashes, then you hold, that's what the Ramon means to say, you can wear it until the end of Shabbos, and some hold you can do it till Baruch Hu. Maybe until the end of what regular Shabbos is. The Seder. That's, you know, the a good pshat. If you look now, we're going to have Havdalah. That's really the next thing. So really, the number 19, the Rosh, going back to the Rishonim, the Rosh has a discussion. Do you have Havdalah on a Shabbos like we have, that we're going to have? Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Do you do Havdalah or not? What do you mean? So the Rosh wants to say, he brings some Rishitas that hold, that if you don't have, you're not able to do Havdalah with the Shabbos, there's no Havdalah. If we learned Hilchas Havdalah a few years ago, if you didn't do Havdalah with the Shabbos, you do Havdalah Sunday, Monday, until Tuesday. But that's only if you have to do Havdalah with the Shabbos. But if you don't do Havdalah with the Shabbos, you don't do Havdalah at all. That's what the Rosh says. Then he brings others that argue. Let's see inside. Number 19. He says, so he brings the first sheet in the beginning. We'll start with in the first line in the middle, Hilkach. Loi mavdil denafik chad b'shabto, mavdil. Wait till Sunday, then you do Havdalah. In other words, before you start eating, you do Havdalah. And then he says, it's some sheet is whole, you do only Sunday, here is different. So then he says the following. He brings, if you look, go a few lines out. There's always Gimel. There's always Gimel in the middle of the thing. You know, if you can't do Havdalah early, you can't do it later. If you can do Havdalah with the Shabbos, then you do it. We have a katz, but if you can't do it in the right time, you never can do it later. That's what he says. So he brings two sheets, do you do Havdalah or not? The Maise, if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, what are we passing? Shulchan Aruch says, Leil Tisha B'Av, in number 20. Leil Tisha B'Av, Mecha B'Shabbos, you have night of Tisha B'Av on Sunday, like today, like this year. Kishir Oyeh Aner, right away, Havdalah on the candle, you do Oyeh Boyeh Me'oyeh. Why? Because that's a bracha that belongs to Wetzel Shabbos. If you remember, Lulun Lichas Havdalah, if you do Havdalah late in the week, you don't do Moyer Hesh, a special thing for Wetzel Shabbos, because that's when the fire was, that's when Adam Arisha discovered the fire, according to Chazal. Right, Chazal tells us they discovered the fire with the Shabbos, when he saw darkness come to the world. You don't do bracha on Psalmim. Why? Because Psalmim is a hanor that you do for Neshama Yisrael. Ubelayim Moyer Tisha B'Av, the next night, Mavdi Alakois, so you divide it. You do Ner, Moed Shabbos. You do regular Havdalah. I mean, you do the Havdalah like you do in Yom Tip, which means you do Geffen and the last Brachas without Psalmim on Sunday night. That's what Shacharit Paskets.
The Shem is leaving.
Right.
So the Shem is leaving and you need like a revival.
Right, so you don't have a revival on Tisha B'Av.
How much of Havdalah do you say? Do you say you start at Tine and then you go all the way? Just
you don't do the Pesukim either. You do Yom Tov. Right. The Pesukim were not naked. The Pesukim is just a Yayin, but you don't do it when you don't do the whole thing.
The Yayin, you can do Yayin.
Oh, okay. So let's see. So first of all, look at the Taz number 21. So look at the Taz. Oh, yeah, Raish. The Zayin Ton Kois. You could do fire without Kois. The Aim is the Shutai Nukabushi Shim Summit. I think for enjoyment, like you have him summit. The Kosav, I'll be sure if this is Bishav Udom. Sheshavarch alaur koidim shkoyim echo. You do the bracha on the Ner before you start echo. Why? Veneliatam, the Beichak tibam chshachim, the chshachim or shivani. You speak in echo about the darkness. Kevar tchila alamor. We relate the light to the darkness. Omekoko near the Bishor echo of a chaka balala kevat shachiv adain olaf. So Taz brings this idea, you do it before, that's the minute always to do, you get the maiv. Before the start Eichel, they put the fire and say Borei Moreish, and then you start Eichel. Because you connect it to Eichel. Now, the Magen Avraham says, why don't you do Havdalah? Do Havdalah. Regular Havdalah. Hi, what about drinking the wine? Give token. That's what Magen Avraham asks. Number 22, like we find in the Bris Milah. Says the Magen Avraham, in Toima, yiten letina klishtois. If you do every if at a regular tishma, you do Havdalah, give the kids a drink, so he's going to drink always. Hi, the same Mikudova Kavua, Kavachle Fik views are showing Chamur to Shabbos. It's many times Tisha falls on with the Shabbos. Mashaykin Bimila, but Tisha, whatever, Bismila, Shreisu Atinoik. Why? Because there it doesn't happen. It's not a frequent occurrence. It doesn't happen like in a regular. It just is like, it's a special occasion. That's what he says. Okay, so that's what he says. That's the difference. When you get into eating and drink, he knows he's doing it for himself. If we're doing Avdol for ourselves and give it to drink, he's going to think everybody can do it, and therefore he's going to do it in future years. So we don't give it to the baby to drink. The Shari Tshuva here speaks about, what about you have a sick person? Does he have to do Avdol or not? Do we say that the Shaila is there Avdol tonight? Because we can't do it, so we do it to Sunday. Or there's no Avdol tonight.
But a sick person, if he eats even on Sunday, then he still has to make Avdol.
Yeah? Can he do it? Do you have to do Avdol? Do we say that Tishwa, there's no Avdol? We basically, Chazal told us, no Avdol on this day. Avdol will be Sunday night, so a sick person should not do Avdol. Or the thing is that that's part, that's just, we can't do it. So look at Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva, number 23, says, I am Yaitiv Kosabir Ke Yosef, Shai Tshuva is Kesek Doilo, Choyle Sha'oichel Betisha Ba'af, Yavdil Teichel Vorti Shabbos. You should do Avdol. If he has to eat, do it. If he has to eat. Peb Ke Yosef, Da'an Eid, Shai'ochel Lo'i, Tzigak Ke Bnei Beisu Be'Avdol Zom. Now, says Ke Yosef, if he's doing Avdol, I can listen to him, I don't have to do Avdol afterwards. Because he's anyway doing Avdol. Payim got a melech. Should I do shein avdol because with Shabbos b'chatchilas is better not to do it. Like a shroch l'avdi b'tfilo, so then you can do it. It says that shein tshuva ain't a minyak. That's not a minyak. Like a kavod shkol shochanoch l'avdi with the Shabbos alakois, and that's what you do.
So you do motzei Shabbos even though you're not going to eat till the next morning.
No. So obviously, if he's doing some of the fast,
right? He's gonna, you know, he knows he's gonna have to.
So
eat.
You wait till the next morning.
So you wait till right before you eat.
Right. But okay. If you thought he's going to eat tonight, so do it with right. Seven, do it right away. And I'll do it right, so that's so the place gets money to hold as well. We'll put a pasuk like this. You go that he does Avdallah. And now he does Avdallah, he can be much others. Because if not saying, the Shaila really is, that's how the Rosh, going back to that Rosh. Do we have Avdallah, or we technically can't do it? Or we don't have Avdallah right now? So that's really the Machlaikas. Can a Chayla do Avdallah? And if he can do, can he be much others? Say no. You have Avdallah, he can be much others. Now here, comes up, that's one of the big discussions the priest can discuss over here is what about a woman? Let's say you have a woman. Women that don't have to fast. So for, we didn't learn today that halachos Tisha B'Av nitcha. But la halacha is, as Rav Yeager brings, is that a woman who's pregnant and nursing, she doesn't fast a Tisha B'Av that's nitcha. If it's a regular Tisha B'Av, she attempts to fast. But if it's Tisha B'Av nitcha, you don't fast. So Shaila is, well, what about Avdol? So this is the point we've discussed in length. What do you do? And Lamaise, most agree that she can do Avdola for herself, even though usually we try for a woman not to do Avdola. If she has a kid to let him to drink, okay, so give a kid to let him to drink. Again, we get to the problem that we're going to have mentioned over here that maybe it's not so good to give a kid to drink, Shema Asle Misrach. So many places give all just to, she should do it for herself and that's it. There's another interesting, very interesting discussion regarding the brucha on the nair, on a candle. Because the Mishnah Berurah holds that a woman cannot do bracha on a nair. That's the Mishnah Berurah holds. Many places came. I saw Shmuel Kabadetsky holds. He argues. He holds that she could do bracha on a nair. She doesn't have to do bracha on a nair, but she can the same way she could do bracha on a lulav. The same way she could do bracha on any mitzvah as a shasban gava. She could do bracha on a nair too. But the Mishnah Berurah holds she can't. So based on the Ramah. So if we hold you can't do bracha on an air, a woman wants to do birkas by ra'esh, what do you do? So if she comes to shul, she'll see her in shul. If she doesn't come to shul, so many places can say, you should do the birkas on air at home. Do it at home. Might see the woman. And then you go to shul. Hi, there's a union to do the bracha in front of the eichel. That's a din on the tzibur. The tzibur, the lein eichel, you do bracha. But if you or your wife wants you to be might see by ra'esh, she doesn't want to do herself. You want to be yaitz the sheet that she should do herself, then you might see the wife at home. So the birkas aner that you can do for your wife. The bracha on Avdol itself, if she has to eat, she should do herself. A chayla also could do herself. And maybe even one could be moitzi others. A woman to be moitzi a man, that could maybe a problem, because it could be shnami chuyah b'davar, then it may be a little bit more of an issue, so we should not be soymich l'woman moitzi a man.
Okay, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Where does it say that Avdol you need yayin? without yayin, if you do everything else,
yeah,
you're not yotze. Without
bringing out yotze, that's what the Kol Chazal. That basically the Gemara is an Arif Pesachim. It's like a kiddush. Can't do kiddush without wine. You can't do avodah without wine. Well, the question is, if they're right or they're abana, that's a discussion. That's our first shiurim 5 years ago. But it's
with it, you go out with it, right?
Yeah, you learn from each other. I say, is it the rice or the rabbanon? That's a discussion. But you have to do with wine.
Definitely.
Now the shaila is also what happens with Shabbat, with the Tisha B'Av. Do you should do with wine, or should you try to do? Should I avoid doing with wine? So that also, someone to say that maybe you could do with beer. Some hold that beer is not good enough to be chamer medina. The Chazanish holds that beer is not a chamer medina. So therefore, you can't really drink wine, and you can't do it with a chamer medina. So what should you do with? So the ma'aseh, we're noyig like the Ramah. We didn't bring it over here. And a regular during the 9 days, what do you do? So Ramah says better to give it to a kid to drink. It has to be a kid who is above age of chinuch, but not too old. So it's a very specific age. It's like between 6 to 8, approximately. And if not, you could do it because it's a mitzvah. Whatever is a mitzvah, you could do. And now we're starting mechon today as well. Moitzit Tisha B'Av, it's very late. There's no kids around. And you do on the wine because of the mitzvah. Now, speaking about the nitcha, this is where it comes. What happens? What's the halacha when the Tisha B'Av ends? When the nitcha. So look at Shulchan Aruch number 24. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ube Tisha B'Av leis erev, comes Tisha B'Av at the end of the day, hitzisu esh ba'echol v'nisav ashkia sachamo, pirim asiri." We know that the Bismillah was burned during the 10th day. "We play kach mino kosher shalo lechol basar v'lo ishtos yayim b'lo asiri v'yirim asiri." The meaning of kosher is you don't eat meat to drink wine during the 10th day, the day after Tisha B'Av, on a regular year. So he says the whole day, the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah, says, "V'yesh b'chmir ad chatzoy sayim v'lo yoyser." So some say you do to chatzoy, that's our minig. "V'imchal Tisha b'Shabbes v'nitchal yom rishoyin." So now, offer us Tisha B'Av as what day? It's the 10th. Anyway, it's the 10th. "Mutor lechol basar v'lishto yayim yom sheni." You can eat meat and drink wine when? Monday morning. But during that night, you don't eat meat to drink wine because that day was Avelus. Like as if, Mashwar says, that day was Avelus, even though the Avelus ended, you don't, until like you didn't go to sleep, wake up in the morning, you continue the idea that you treat like a 9 days a little bit, you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, everybody agrees you can shave, And you can obviously do laundry. Laundry also goes together with that. So when it's Tisha B'Av Nitcha, and Yom Moed Shabbos, and Moed Tisha B'Av, you don't need to drink wine that night, but you could shave, you could do laundry, and other things that you could do, because Tisha B'Av in the 10th day ends as well. So, what?
Music.
So, music. What? The Chura music should be allowed as well, according to that as well. It's only dinner meat and wine. Meat and wine, and lechura. Now, so to summarize what we learned today, we learned many halachas, let's put it together. We learned that Tisha B'Av Shechaz B'Shabbos, it's really a big machlekes, the Rishonim, is there any avelos or not? Some hold, there's no avelos, it's just a regular Shabbos. And some hold, but there's some avelos, at least the Shabbatzina, and this trickles down to machlekes, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch holds no avelos at all, the Ramah holds the Shabbatzina, no, you can't have. A person should not be intimate on Tisha B'Av, and the Vilna Gaon argues on that as well. We learned afterwards that also regarding eating meat and drinking wine, which is the version for us, so you could do it on Shabbos, and even on Shalosh Shodesh you should do it. If a person refrains from doing that, even if he usually doesn't eat meat on Shalosh Shodesh, but if now he's not eating meat because of the Avelus, it's a problem. You should not do that. We did say that maybe you should not invite many guests on. You should not do this mirayim on Shalosh Shodesh, or maybe all the meals. The Mishnah says anybody, a person who's used to doing the whole year should not change. Because you cannot do special things with Faresio, you should not do on Tisha with the falls and Shabbos. The Ramah brought the Inyan not to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av and not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos. The Taz argues in him. The Mugen Avraham agrees and maybe even wants to extend it for the whole Shabbos. But the Ma'aseh, we saw the Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah Halacha, that says that was if instead of learning, you could be Isaac and Avelos. But instead of learning, you can have a good time, better to learn. And that's so he says the Biur Lokal Mice brings the Lokal Mice. Anybody who learns has nothing to worry about. So you should be able to learn. And we conclude that anything which is for Esya Mamash, if it's a shear, a thing you do Bitsibu, for sure you should have learning. The only thing we stop is because the Pirkei Avos, the Rambam mentioned it as Mefirish thing. That's regarding the Tishba of itself. And regarding Shabbos, the Tishba that falls on Shabbos. The transition between Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, there's a big machlokes in the play scheme. What exactly do you do? Nice, I'm supposed to Ramah, and the way that it's brought down that the Chazarish is to do in the Stipler is that you stop eating before Shkia, but you continue wearing your shoes until the end of Shabbos. Some hold it even until Baruch of Ma'ariv, but the Minigoylam is to do it until when your Shabbos ends. If your Shabbos is usually 50 minutes, you do 50 minutes. Shabbos is usually 72 minutes, and then you take out your shoes and you go to Shul with your Tisha B'Av shoes. When you get to Shul, or even before, that night you do Bracha Moirash. Better to do it in Shul before Eicha. But if you want to be Moir to other people at home, you can do it at home before, or you can do it after. You're allowed to do Moirash, you don't do Rest of Avdala. The Avdala, you don't do Psalmim at all, you do Avdala on wine, on Moir Tisha B'Av. And even though maybe you could get away with beer or something else, some old beer is maybe not good enough, so therefore we have Huru Semichon to drink with wine or to give it to a kid, if you want to, between the ages 6 to 8, something like that. A choyle, someone who's sick, should do Avdala before he eats. Before he eats, he should do Avdala. Maybe if he can be Moitzi others, and then you do Avdala. It's actually a discussion if you should do Psalmim or not. Do you do Psalmim? I'm going to tissue off. That's not so clear if he does it or not. The Maisa, when you end Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, so when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the next day is a Nitcha, so then, when the end of the day, you continue not to eat meat, to drink wine until the end of the night, but you're already allowed to shave and do laundry, because that you don't have on Yud B'Av. Be'ez Hashem, b'schus, that we are learning the halachas of how we oisek and avelus, so we're not going to have to do the avelus, because Tisha B'Av will turn around to be a Yom Moed like it's supposed to be. It will be a Yom Simcha, where the time that Mashiach is born, the time that we are preparing for the Geula, be Amen. Amen.